This week's reading is called Devarim, which means words. These are the last words, 37 days before passing away, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the one that took out the Jewish people from Egypt and led them into almost going inside the land of Canaan to transform it into the land of Israel, he said the last words, again, these 37 days before passing away. And he repeats many, many ideas, and he gives messages for posterity, so to speak, for the future. These people have to work in this way, in that way, etc. And you have to fulfill these commandments and those commandments in this way, and in that way, etc., etc. This is the last book of the five book of Moses. Now, our sages say that Moshe Rabbeinu actually said this book out of his own mouth. Like, he came up with these ideas. And this is what he shared with the people before going into the land of Canaan to transform it into the land of Israel, etc. However, it's not just that he said it from himself, so to speak, from his own mouth. Rather, this was done with what is called in Hebrew, Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration. However, these two ideas actually contradict themselves. And the same sages that say that Moshe Rabbeinu said this book out of his own mouth, they say, but it was done with divine inspiration. How can it be? If it's your own mouth, it's not divine inspiration. If it's divine inspiration, it's not your own mouth. So how come they say, our sages, both things, and both are true at the same time? It is written that if a person says that one single verse of the Torah was not given by God through Moshe, he is actually denying the whole Torah and the whole mess of Judaism for the whole humanity, etc., etc. You're denying it, even if you don't understand the importance of a particular verse, because it seems to you that it's actually not an important verse. There are some verses that everybody understands, it's important. Like, hear Israel, God our Lord, God is one. Okay, talking about the oneness of God. But there are other verses that are not so easy to understand that they are actually important. Like when it talks about the brothers and the sisters and the children, etc., etc., of Esav or of Ishmael, who cares? However, again, if one single verse a person thinks was not given from God through Moshe to the Jewish people to share, etc., etc., you're actually denying the whole Torah. So again, the question is stronger. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu said this last book of the Torah, whole bunch of verses and chapters, etc., etc., out of his own mouth, but with divine inspiration? What does that mean? And the explanation is like this. One idea. Each generation has its own leaders. And the function of the leader of the generation is to take the message of, in this case, Judaism, and to actually adapt it and to transmit this message in a language and in a way that the particular generation can actually grasp, put inside themselves, so to speak, internalize, and use it in their daily life. So, when Moshe Rabbeinu took out the Jewish people from Egypt, it was very clear that there were miracles and that God was involved with the Jewish people, with the world, etc., etc. So many miracles in Egypt itself, like the 10 plagues and the miracles of the giving of the Torah and the miracles that happened in the desert itself, to the point that many of the Jewish people did not want to leave the desert. They did not want to go into the land of Israel, Canaan, transform it, etc., Israel, because they wanted to continue living in with miracles in the desert. However, Moshe Rabbeinu now was talking to the generation that they were going to go inside the land of Israel. So the message that they needed to hear was not a message of miracles and things happening, rather a message that came through Moshe Rabbeinu, through, so to speak, his mind, his heart, his adaptation to these particular people. They were able to grasp this message in a better way. So both things are true. The message came from God, of course, Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration. However, Moshe Rabbeinu said this last book in a different way from the previous books. The previous books were, so to speak, directly from God. Miracle messages, etc., etc. This last book was adapted already for the next generation. And the same thing happens generation after generation. Our sages say in the Zohar in Kabbalah that there's a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in each generation. The leader of the generation is the one that actually adapts and gives the message of the Torah, is the original message, It's the same thing we had when God gave the Torah, actually, but adapted to the needs of a particular generation. In this particular generation, we need to know that we have a leader, and the leader is the Rebbe. Oh, he passed away. Okay. You have the teachings of the Rebbe, and in the teachings of the Rebbe, you can actually grasp and catch the deepness of the message exactly adapted to our generation to prepare ourselves not to go into the land of Israel, because we did already that many, many years ago. We are preparing right now to receive the Moshiach, the Messiah that is coming right now, and the Rebbe gave us the tools to actually live this for our particular generation. That's why we see one interesting idea to finish is that the Rebbe actually had all the ideas of the old world, so to speak, but at the same time, he was very current with science, with medicine, with physics, and with mathematics, etc., etc. He actually had a part, so to speak, in each one of the worlds, the old world and the new world, so to speak. Why? Because this is the leader of our generation that is going to take us out of exile into the Geula, into the redemption, speedily in our days.